Welcome to the Pretty Deadly Podcast. I'm Susan Collett, the founder of Pretty Deadly Self-Defense, a self-defense program for women I developed based on my experiences as a violent crime survivor and my 23 years of training in the Japanese art of ninjutsu. I'm going to dive right in and in this episode talk about self-defense, martial arts, and boobs. Before I go on, if you've been listening to this podcast through all seven seasons, yes, lucky number seven, you'll know that we have talked to women all over the world and learned some great everyday self-defense tips from literally all over. So we created a database where people can share their favorite tips and tricks and learn from others. If you want access or you want to contribute, we would love to hear from you. Send an email to hi@teampryteadly.com with database in the subject line, and we'll send you an access link. It's free. We're not upselling you anything or trying to barrage you with emails. We just want to share information that we think is universally useful. But your information will remain private and anonymous, and we'll never sell it. You're safe with us. Okay, so back to the topic. This may be kind of a sensitive topic for some people in, like, every way, for all genders. Earlier this year, I decided to do some gun training while I was in Los Angeles, and the trainers were both women. One was very slim, and one was more curvy. It was great for me because they addressed the issue of boobs because, well, I got them. A lot of self-defense and martial arts training just sort of sidesteps this issue. But when you're working with teenagers or people transitioning, for example, it's important to take breasts into consideration, especially when people are just getting used to them or just getting used to not having them. And of course, it's a subject that extends throughout all of womanhood, including losing them, like to breast cancer or transitioning. So it's important to take them into consideration, not just because they can get in the way, but because women are very protective of our boobs. It's true that sometimes it's because they're sensitive, but generally we're protective because we're socialized to be. We're taught that our breasts are a weakness, rather they're men's weakness. And so we have to protect them because they can get us in trouble. When we're showing too much cleavage, when we're wearing something too tight, when we're doing this, that, or the other thing. Generally, once we feel confident and safe in a training space, it's no longer an issue. But it is something to consider. So I'm considered a curvy woman. I'm using the word considered a lot in this episode. But I am what's considered a curvy woman, and that includes my breasts. Training or not training, I prefer to wear something with a lot of support, mostly because I don't want too much movement. Not because it's painful, but because it's just one more thing that I have to adapt around and I don't have time for that. When I used to do CrossFit, I had the same issue. So there are moves in CrossFit where like a pull and jerk or a snatch up the body would require the bar to come really, really past, really, really close up the torso. Those were always really difficult for me to do because I needed to hold them slightly farther out so that they didn't catch on my boobs. In martial arts, they could get in the way of weapons work for me mostly, especially with katana. Unarmed hand-to-hand combat was fine, but that's not necessarily true for everyone. So there's something that I always have to keep in mind. And again, for me, I prefer to wear really supportive garments to make sure that there's not a lot of movement. One night here in Berlin, I was sound asleep during, I guess, a windstorm. And somewhere in the building, I think what happened is the wind blew in and slammed a window shut. But what woke me up was a really loud bang in the middle of the night, which is scary. I suddenly found myself out of bed, fully dressed and in a ready position within seconds. So I was very pleased with my training, but I was also really amazed that the first thing I put on without really realizing it was a bra. So yes, breasts, boobs, bosoms, whatever you want to call them, they can be an issue. So how do we address that in self-defense training and in martial arts training? we also want to remember that not everyone wears a bra. So what do you do then? Because when we're teaching self-defense specifically, we need to teach to reality, not ideals. It's not like someone's going to go put on a sports bra before they get attacked, right? Or in the middle of it. So how do we adapt to different chest sizes? Can your martial arts adapt? Can your fitness practice adapt? Well, how do we even address it? If you see your client struggling with this issue, with a technique or with a movement, and everything else that they do is fine except for this one thing, it could be that it's because her breasts are getting in the way. Work together with her to find, or him, if it's someone who is adapting to no longer having breasts. Because for trans men, that's also an issue. That's something you have to get used to, this new sensation of your body. Work together with that person and find an adaptation together if you need to. The best way to do that is to slow the technique way, 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 way down so you can be aware of the pockets of opportunity that arise for adjustment within the technique itself. It's impossible for me to say what that might be because it can be different for everyone. But when you see people holding themselves back, so example from a front fall, it might be because of this issue. So we want to be able to address it, and we want to be able to talk about those fears if you're comfortable doing that. If it's really uncomfortable for you, then leave your client alone to find the adaptation on their own. But please do not force performing a technique in a specific way on a body that it might not fit. Allow for that adaptation. Everyone has a self-defense system, and when they're feeling vulnerable about different parts of their body, they're going to defend that too, even in their movement. So for you as a trainer, just be aware. For you as someone who's learning techniques, also be aware. Be aware that what might be causing you frustration is actually you protecting yourself in a way that you're not being conscious of. Likewise, especially if you're teaching mixed gender courses, what do you do about your students or clients who get weird around breasts? Believe it or not, most people with breasts are not that obsessed with them. They're simply extensions of our bodies, and we just deal with it. Yes, they can be a healthy part of someone's sex life, but for most people with breasts, they're not a source of sexual arousal when learning self-defense or even martial arts. But for many men and some women, they are. So address that too. People's sexual urges and drives are their own responsibility to control, especially on the training floor when everyone is already training full contact. Avoiding training with women or people with breasts, never talking about it, kind of pretending the problem doesn't exist, doesn't resolve the situation. In fact, it not only makes it worse for the person who may be aroused or feeling weird, but it also actively denies the person with breasts balanced training opportunities and a safe space to train in, and sometimes even blames them for it. You have been listening to the Pretty Deadly Podcast. You can learn more about who we are and what we do and how to find a Pretty Deadly course near you by visiting our website at prettydeadlyselfdefense.com. And if you are a fitness or martial arts pro and you'd like to enhance your instructor skills, our certification programs are open for enrollment, and you can find them on our website at prettydeadlyselfdefense.com/self-defense-trainer, all one word. This podcast is produced by Zynga Network for Pretty Deadly, recorded in Berlin, and our original music is the track Icarus Wish by Berlin band Dead Centuries, used with permission of the artists.